Welcome to this recording on the Alpha Decompression, your alpha breath for peace. So as you are aware, you get to change your mode at the end of your day because your life requires you to play different roles, and each of those roles has a different mode, right? So that problem-solving lens that has served you so well all day in business, that gets to shift, and you get to come out of that mode so you can actually walk through the dawn and evening and be present with your wife and your kids and enjoy not only time with them, but enjoy yourself as well. Part of the reason why for a lot of men, their wins just don't land for them and their success doesn't fill them up is because they are operating too fast. They are running at a speed that doesn't allow their life to land with them. So this breath is going to be a great way for you to calm down. So how this breath works, we're going to go through four rounds. Similar to the breath work that you do in the morning, the alpha breath for energy. We're going to continue to do this all through your nose. And one way to imagine as you do this, if you imagine blowing some air onto a window and trying to steam the window up, you go, you know, and then you steam the window. Well, you're going to do the same thing effectively through your nose. So what's going to happen as you do this, you are going to breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. And what I'd like you to do is focus on the sound and the feel and the sensation of your breath as it comes into your body and leaves your body. This is a form of active meditation as well. I'm not going to dive too much into that concept right now, but point being here is it really not only gives your mind a way to calm down, but this type of breathing is also linked to the parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and recover. So this starts to activate that for you, and it puts you in a really great place, a place of playfulness and presence, which is really key for you to be able to switch modes, like we were saying. So ideally, you would do this laying down or sat up with noise-canceling headphones on. Don't do this while you are driving. Don't do this while you're operating heavy machinery or in your computer. Please make sure you give this the presence that it deserves. So when you're ready, guys, let's go ahead and get into it. Okay, so the first round, like I said, it's going to be in and out through your nose. And what you're going to do, you're going to breathe in for 5 breaths, hold for 5 breaths, breathe out for 5 breaths, and hold for 5 breaths, all through your nose. Okay, so an example of this is, so hopefully you could hear that. So obviously the exhale is something you're really going to feel as it draws out through your nose and through your body. You're going to really draw it out. And it's really with the exhale, guys, that you're really going to feel the breath. You'll still feel it on the inhale, and you're going to feel it a lot more on the exhale. So we're going to do 4 rounds, like I said. We're going to do it for a couple of minutes. And when you're ready, we will go ahead and get started. So please be comfortable and just notice what happens in your body as you do this. If you're struggling to stick to the 5-second inhale and the 5-second hold and the 5-second exhale and the 5-second hold, then you can change it if you need to. Change it to 3 seconds. Ideally, it would stay at 5. What this is going to do, guys, it's going to bring your breathing rate down to about 6 breaths per minute. Now, the problem with most people is they breathe too much, and they also breathe incorrectly. A lot of people breathe from their chest and not their stomach. So what this is going to do, well, let me back up a moment. When you breathe from your chest and you also breathe at 15, 20 breaths per minute, as a lot of people do, that signals to your body that you are in a fight or flight state, which by default releases adrenaline and cortisol into your body. You cannot connect with the people you love whilst you're in a fight or flight state. You cannot listen. You cannot be playful. It's just not going to be possible for you. So you have to get out of that state, okay? So when you follow this breathing pattern, it brings your breath rate back down to about 6 breaths per minute and signals to your parasympathetic nervous system to kick in, which takes you out of fight or flight response, like I was saying a moment ago, and into rest and recover, okay? So just to give you a bit of an example, it's very important that you apply this, very important. So let's go ahead and get started. Right, guys, so I'd like you to take the inhale. So nice inhale through your nose. Good, good, good. Hold for 5. Good. Exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let it go. Good. Keep breathing through your nose. Nice and relaxed. If at any point you need to stop, feel free to stop. I'm going to go for another round, okay? Breathing in and out through your nose, connected to your breath. So breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well done. Hopefully you're starting to feel yourself calm down, your mind starting to calm. So I'd like you to repeat this cycle. You've done 2 rounds. We are coming up to 3 minutes now. Ideally, you would repeat this and get at least a total of 5 minutes in. If you can take it for longer and take it to 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes, then you're going to get even more benefit because you're going to give your nervous system even more opportunity to calm down. So I'd like you to continue to breathe on your own, and the audio will continue playing for the next 7 minutes. And I hope you enjoy it.